Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the VIP Ignite Podcast, your source for tomorrow's talent today. Hear real-life stories of models, actors, and musicians breaking down barriers, launching careers, and sharing their stories of overcoming obstacles and finding real success. They will activate the winner in you by revealing the path with their best tips and advice.
Hey everyone, Deneen White here, host of the VIP Ignite podcast. I am so excited to introduce you to Stephanie Forku today. I just had the opportunity to hang out with her in New York City. It seems like 10 minutes ago, but it was like a week ago. So Stephanie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Deneen. It was a pleasure meeting you last week.
Oh my gosh,
it was so great to finally meet you too. I know. I can't believe it's like a week ago. Like, it feels like it was so long ago. I really do miss you, though.
I know. I miss you, too. So, to get started on the podcast, can you tell everyone just a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, my name is Stephanie Forku, and I was originally I'm from Ghana, born and raised. I just moved to the state like 2 years ago. And I'm in college doing business. Technology business has always been like second part of something I love to do, but acting and modeling has always been the first passion of mine. So yeah, and it's show business. So I guess I'm blending the two together. That's a little bit about me.
That's awesome.
Also currently I'm in Connecticut, like half an hour drive to New York. So pretty close to their base, but yeah.
I love how you recognize right off the top that you're studying business and that you're in show business, because it amazes me how many people I talk to and they're like, yeah, you know, I want to do this and I want to do that, and they realize there's a business aspect to show business, but they don't. So can you talk to me a little bit about that? Like, how did you figure out, you know what, I want to be an actor, I want to be a model, but I also really need to study business?
So, when I was young, like, I used to do plays at churches, like, in school. I used to dance and all that, but the school became more, and I kind of drift from there. So, like, I was going to school, and I wanted to do something, and I said, let me do business, because I always loved doing business. And it just kind of clicked, like, it's show business, so you have to love to do business, and then blend the two. The first part is entertaining people, and the other part is everything is more business-wise today. So, yeah, you have to have a little bit of knowledge to back up yourself. That's why I joined VIP Ignite for the show and in the business, a little bit in school and everywhere, just to join everything together.
That's fantastic. So let's talk about you joining VIP Ignite. I feel like you've been a part of us for a little while, but this was the first event you went to, right?
Yes, please. Yep. Awesome. I think I started somewhere in February. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like you've been a part of us for a long time, because I feel like I've known you forever. So getting to meet you, I may have fangirled just a little bit, because I was like, oh my gosh, you're like a legend in my head, because I talked to you for so long.
Yeah, I know. We've been talking so much. I'm like, when am I seeing you? I'm like, very soon, very soon. And finally we met.
That was awesome. So tell me a little bit about your experience at the event. Before you want to, but for anyone who's listening who doesn't know, about 10 days ago we had a big networking event in New York City. We call it a live interactive experience. So what we do is we bring people from all over the country in, and we have a photo shoot. We do a mastermind. So we give people a lot of knowledge about the entertainment industry. And then what we also do is we have them come in on a third day for networking. So, Stephanie, tell me about your experience. Tell me, before you went to our event, had you ever done a professional photo shoot before?
No, not with a professional photographer. Most of the photographers I do with are mostly my friends or someone I know that's trying to get into like photography but not really doing it as a career. but it was my first time working with a photography, and the photographers were really amazing. They were really nice and sweet. They literally tell you what to do when you don't know what to do. It's like, what do you want me to do? And it's like, oh, this way. The directions were really nice, and they were really, like, to be honest, I was kind of surprised by how nice they were and how they were, like, so that we're down to earth. They weren't like, oh, I photographed this celebrity, so you are now coming, so not. They were really nice and sweet. I just love all
awesome.
The photographers I met there. Yeah.
And your photos were outstanding. I've been admiring your photos. They were absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you, Deneen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love them. They're
awesome.
Really beautiful. I like them. Yeah.
Yeah, they were. So what was it like for you, someone who walked in, you've had people snap photos of you before, but what was it like working with a celebrity photographer? Was it like surreal? Were you like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this? Or were you like, you know what, this is where I belong?
You know, the funny thing, most of the time where like my friends are taking pictures of me and stuff, I get a little bit intimidated. Like I'm not really to pose or like feel free, but with them I feel like, yeah, I'm the star. Yeah, take that photo. Yeah, this is me. Like, I feel like life, like, yeah, he has taken a photograph of a photographer, like, a celebrity. Now I'm the celebrity now. Yay. It was really exciting. I didn't feel that intimidated. Like, he wasn't judging me. Like, it's more like the difference was when you're taking photographs with your friends, it's more, you feel like they're judging you. Anything later, you do feel like they're really judging you, but this one is work. Everything is work. You need to do it, get paid, and move forward. So it's like, yeah, do what you can. Bring it all in, and it's really nice. Like, you don't feel like they're judging you, which I really did enjoy that. Yeah.
That's awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
So the next day we had the big mastermind. So what was your biggest takeaway from the second day?
The first one, one takeaway I took was from Amanda's presentation with the three P's, the proof, I think it was proof, something, and then all equals
proximity equals power.
Yeah, and then all equals perception. I really did like that. Like, she really did talk about how we presented ourselves and how we should present, how do I put it? We should make people see what we want them to see. And I feel like that was a really big take from then. It's show business. Yeah, you should put out what you want people to see. Be yourself, but try to, like, do more of the business side for people to know who you are. And then my second take was be a little bit prepared. Not a little bit, always be prepared. Like, no matter what, just be prepared. You don't know who you might meet, so always be prepared, be on time, stay sharp, stay alert. Like, that was one thing you guys kept hidden, be prepared. And I think that was, like, a really good take because most of the new ones coming, we kind of ignore that. So we kind of think, like, we are new. So they might consider us, but it's not, I feel like it's not really like that in show business. It's like when you slip the first time, you should make sure the second time you grab it so fast that it might not slip your hands again. It's like, yeah, it's your business, but you need to be prepared. It's like, people would think it's easy, but from what I learned this last week and from what I've been hearing, it's like, it's not easy. You should always be prepared, like, always keep learning because we always learn new things in life. So, yeah, be prepared. You should take control of your perception about people, like, how people think about you. You should try to have at least 90%. You should at least hold that in your hand. The 10%, yes, some things we can't control, but at least 90%, you should be able to control that. That was, like, my biggest thing from there.
That's awesome. One of the things that I walk around telling myself all day long is control the controllable.
Yeah.
So I love that you talked about that. Like, you can only control the things that you can control, which is honestly most of what goes on, to make sure that you have those things in control. That's awesome. I love that you, the three P's too. Like, that's something that we've been talking about since we got back. Like, proof plus proximity equals power. So if you can prove that you're close to people who are in the industry, like what you did last weekend, or I want to say last weekend for like the next 2 months, even though it wasn't last weekend. But that's awesome that you did that. That's cool. So let's talk a little bit about the networking part now, when you got to actually meet like the people that can like radically transform your life. So what was that like for you? How did you prepare for that? And do you feel like you could have done anything different to prepare better for it?
Yeah, I think I could have. Because me personally, I wasn't really financially stable when I came to the event, but I really wanted to come. So I really put in all my all to come in. But when I went to print out my papers, I forgot to make a lot of copies. So the rest I had to email them to them. But since then, I've been following up a lot. Like, I send them emails.
Good.
I send them messages on their social media pages. Like, I keep, like, maybe
good.
I send them a message today and they're not replying. I just wait for, like, the next day I hit on it. Like, oh, I sent you this. Have you found it? Or I call them and leave a voice note. Because I think if I could have printed more copies and given it to them, I'll also be making follow-ups. That is just emails. Like I'm always hitting on it. But the people were really amazing. They knew what they were looking for. They knew what they were talking about. And they've been in the industry and they're still in it. So, like, it's like they have the juice, what you need. Come, let me tell you what you need. That's, like, what I really took from them. And they were really nice people. They make you feel comfortable. They make you feel like at home. They make you feel like you can do this. All you need to do is put in some effort, a little bit more effort, and you're good to go. Like, that was one thing I kept seeing in all the people, like, I met. Like, they never said something to make you feel down. They were like, yeah, even if it's something you feel like you might lose it a little bit, they try to balance it, advise you, and then lift your soul up. So I think they were really nice people. I love all the people I met there. They were great. And I really want to meet them again, and maybe with different people. Like, VIP, it's a big family. I said it last time.
Yeah.
The love, the community is awesome. It's like you have each other's
that's
back,
fantastic.
And I think that is really nice. Yeah, that is really
nice.
Yeah,
we're definitely a family, because that's something that we really want to promote, because we know, like, a lot of people who are getting into this business don't have a lot of friends and family who understand. So we definitely, that's something that we want to foster. We want everyone to know that it's a community first. And I love that you walked away with that impression. So I know you're a part of the coaching. So what was it like for you walking into the event and actually meeting some of these people face-to-face that you've been talking to for all this time?
It was incredible. It was like, I know the people, but I've never met them. It's like, I live with them, but I talk to them, I live with them, but I've never really seen them. Like, I knew them personally, and meeting them was, like, really incredible. It was amazing. I was like, oh, my God, finally I met you. That is so nice. I literally, I'm like, God, when am I going to meet this person? Oh, when is December coming? And December is finally here, and I meet them. Like, it was really nice and sweet to meet all of them. I really did enjoy meeting every one of them.
Yeah, I get so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh! Like, I have to
know
everyone. Inevitably, I always come home sick. So
yeah, you are busy, but you still made time for us. Like, that was really sweet of you, Dean. You were busy and like, hey, here you are. Like, it was nice. That's one thing for sure. Like, yeah, I'm busy, but I still got time for you. That was one of the go-to things. Yeah.
Well, honestly, this is how I see it. If I didn't have you guys to keep me busy, I would have nothing to do. I'd be bored all the time. So I need to make sure I make time for all of you, because you're the reason that I do all the things that I do. So.
Yep. True.
Awesome.
But it was, I don't know. Everyone at VIP was like really nice. Like, everyone was really nice. Like, to top it all, there's a cherry in the ice cake. Was like, everyone was really sweet, very supportive. Like, even when you introduce someone, it's like the way you guys acknowledge the person. I think it was beautiful. The community was, like, real. No one was faking there. That was, like, one thing I took. Like, you just give it to you as it is. And I like that.
That's awesome. So are you planning on going to Hollywood? Do I get to hang out with you in June?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
I really want to go Hollywood. I really want to go. Okay. So, yeah, I'm still trying to get to those people and trying to book jobs. So then my parents and my family see that I'm really serious in there. So when I told them I'm going to Hollywood, it won't be like a big deal. It'll be like, okay, go and come back peacefully. So, yeah, I really want to get into it, like start booking jobs or having to work for people and then start getting the income and stuff. Okay. Have that credibility. So when I'm moving around, my parents won't be that worried. They know, like, I'm sustainable. I can move around and do the work, and this is what I want to do. And still do my – because what I realize is the business course, most of them are online. So if it is online, then I can – think I can balance it with my business courses and then do it, because I really want to do 3 business courses. Now I'm doing the business technology in office and in health, but I also want to do entrepreneurship, then maybe marketing. So I just want to touch on each business aspect. Because in show business, there is marketing. There is a little bit of entrepreneurship, because people have foundations of their own and all. Those are all entrepreneurships and businesses, and all of them goes with accounting and stuff. And the world is now full of technology, so it's like I really want to touch bases on all the business side in school, and most of them are all online. So I'm like, yeah, it's going to work for me. I think I really did choose the right path for me. Yeah. I've had everything, like, really planned out, but I feel like the picture I have now, I think it's really clear that I really want to do this. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I'm working towards
it. So if someone were on the fence, Stephanie, they're like, you know what, Stephanie, I heard about this VIP Ignite thing. I kind of want to do it. What do you think? What would you tell them?
I'll tell the person to go for 100%. Like, you see, first, when I joined VIP, to be honest, like, I had my doubts. I really did have my doubts. I was like, hey, it's a risk. And the first time when he asked me, I was like, try to take a risk. And I'm like, it's a risk. I have to take it. If I don't take it, I wouldn't know whether it's legit or it's not. So when I was paying for the event and stuff, I was like, okay, let me just say I'm doing a donation. So if in case nothing goes well, it's a donation. Then I won't think much about the money. So, like, that was my plan in my head. Oh, I'm just making some donations. If it goes well, hallelujah. If it doesn't, well, we still move on. Well, I know people say, like, you work towards one, don't ever have a – sometimes we should not have a plan B, but I think sometimes a plan B is good. When you're going to something you are not really sure of, you should kind of have a backup plan. So my backup plan was still school and business, which I love doing business. So I told myself, if it works, fine. If it doesn't, fine. But I will take this risk. And behold, like, I took the risk, and it was worth it. All the people I met, the words, encouraging things, like, people seeing that, oh, I got the talent, I can do this. And, like, people appreciating that, I think it was all worth it. Like, the 30X is really worth it. Like, anyone who wants to, I recommend the 30X to the person, and then the event to the person. Especially the next, I don't know, I don't take anything out, but from the photo shoot to the event, everything is on top. I'm not someone to, like, take such a big risk, but I took it and it worked for me. So anyone who wants to join VIP Ignite, I will encourage the person to do it and sign up for the 30X. It's only 99 cents. The hair I do on my hair is more than 99 cents. So I can't spend that amount for my money and do it. I don't always have to. Because if it works for me, having hair for my money for hair won't be a problem. It's just a tricky thing. So, like, having to do this, it's totally worth it. It is worth it.
Yeah,
anyone
who
wants to join,
it's only $99 a month.
They should tell me and see, because I was very skeptical about it. I know Alicia was very honest, but I was still skeptical. I'm very skeptical first. I'm like, okay, let me not think too much about these things, because I don't want to get disappointed. Like, I don't like it when people disappoint me, and I hate to disappoint others. So I like to keep the balance. Not to get too much into it, that's still giving my attention and giving my all.
Well, yeah. Now I'm really glad we didn't disappoint you, Stephanie. I would have been really disappointed if we had disappointed you.
Yeah, you guys didn't disappoint me, and I'm really happy that I didn't get disappointed on my first. I think this was like one of my biggest risks that were taken. I wasn't even sure I would be able to come up with the money for the event and be able to go, but I was able to do it. Like, I'm so proud of myself. Like, that's the biggest risk I've ever taken. One of the biggest risks. I take risks a lot, but this is like one of the biggest ones.
Well,
and you guys,
well, Stephanie,
didn't
I'm
put
really
me wrong, and
I'm really
yay,
proud of you for
I'm
taking
happy
that risk. What was that?
I said you guys didn't disappoint me, and yay to that. I'm really happy, and I'm happy to be a part of VIP Ignite. I love the family. I love everyone there, from Alicia to you, Denise, to Mike, to Debbie. You guys are awesome. You guys are amazing. To everyone I met there, they all love me. It's like, it's been a pleasure meeting everyone over there.
Well, I can speak on behalf of all of VIP Ignite to let you know that we love you just as much as you love us.
Thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you. And Stephanie, thank you so much for being on the podcast saying, like, you, I don't know if you know this or not, but you've totally re-energized me. Like, I can't wait to go home and work now. I'm like, come on, I have so much I want to do now. That, like, thank you so much for saying all those kind things, and thank you for being so inspired and so energetic about the event and, like, taking a risk on us, because we appreciate your time. We appreciate you being with us, and we're really excited that we got to meet you in New York.
Yay. Hope to meet you guys in Hollywood. And Amy Kaplan,
yeah, I'll see you in Hollywood
Amy
in 6 months. You got it?
Yeah. Any agents listening
awesome
to this, and you can hit me up on my email at stephanieedu0@gmail.com. I'm like totally available. I just finished my final exam, so I think I have like a whole month to be in the house and work. So I have a little bit of more free time, so I'm down to work for anyone who wants to work.
Awesome. Well, I'll make sure I share this throughout the interweb so that everybody can hear that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Denise.
You're welcome.
Nice
thank you, and have
again
a happy holiday, Stephanie. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks, you too. Take care, VIP. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the VIP Ignite podcast. For free resources and to learn more about how to become a model, actor, or musician, please head over to ammsociety.com. And if you loved this episode, please head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you.